There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
What should we do with the broke propeller? What should we do with the broke propeller?
Don't look at me, I wasn't driving.
Thank you, you're not helping.
I don't even know why you bought this boat.
You told me that you loved this boat.
That was before you wrecked the boat.
Well, now you've made it awkward.
Accidents don't just happen in sea shanties, so Progressive Boat Insurance has you covered. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you can save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Covered subject to policy terms and not available for all boats or in all situations.
Now here's something we hope you'll really...
We need an oil and gas expert.
As the 21st century began, natural selection, the process by which the strongest, the smartest, the fastest reproduced in greater numbers than the rest, a process which had once favored the noblest traits of man, now began to favor different traits. A dumbing down. How did this happen? Evolution does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
David Blackman and Greg Budell present Tales of the Idiocracy.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
Yeah, we love you too. And we welcome David Blackman from somewhere in the state of Texas, the man with the 10-gallon brain, blogger extraordinaire. And David, since you are an expert in the field of oil and gas and are always advocating for more gas production, that was Marilyn Smith, calls herself the Queen of Fiber, and has now come up with the latest health trend in America, which is to eat as much fiber as you can and they'll go for a long walk and produce gas. That's a legitimate story. We are not trying to dumb down the show just because we call this segment The Idiocracy. How are you, my friend?
Well, there's a lot to be said for fiber, Greg. That's all I can say about that.
Absolutely, it is. It is good for you.
It is good for you. It's even good for your heart, supposedly, so I try to eat as much as I can.
That's a good idea, always. Fiber, we're big proponents of that. If you have a contrast or an opposing view, you are a communist. I just want that
to know. Drink a lot of water when you do it, though. That's all I can say.
Good idea. Good idea.
It helps with the after effects.
The Idiocracy lost its poster boy yesterday. O.J. Simpson passing away. I know you touched on that in your blog. I thought you might want to open with a couple of thoughts there. Did you, by the way, at all hear Mark Robert yesterday? Because he revealed something that I had never heard before.
No.
He has a, you know, Mark writes books and blogs himself, but he was at a friend's house who was writing a book with Philip Van Atter. Remember that name from the investigation?
Yeah.
LAPD?
Yeah.
Van Atter revealed to the guy that was doing the book that OJ had torn out Nicole's breast implants. He wanted them back. And I did not recall hearing that detail at any time during that marathon trial.
You mean when he killed her, he did that?
Yes. Yes.
Holy crap.
What a butcher.
Oh.
Not that he didn't do a, you know, an unbelievable number on that poor woman, but just to get that, because he was so obsessed. He did not want anybody else touching the breast implants that he had provided for her.
Yeah, well, but you know, there's no doubt he did the crime. I hadn't heard that aspect of it. I mean, there's no real doubt. I wrote this morning about the fact that the verdict did not come as a surprise to me, just because in my job, I was spending a lot of time with lawyers in the work I was doing, and they were all basically telling me leading up to it that that jury was going to find him not guilty for a variety of reasons, mainly because the idiots on the prosecution team had him try those gloves on without knowing if they were going to fit or not. It violated the first rule, of being a lawyer in court. You never ask a question unless you know what the answer is going to be in advance.
Right.
And that was the ultimate example of that, you know.
And then today, there's a thing going around with one of the jurors claiming that they knew they were never going to convict him because they wanted revenge for the beating of Rodney King.
Sure, yeah. And that had a lot to do with it, too. There's no doubt about that. But, you know, you could have had a hung jury. Not all of them came into that. Not all 12 had that motivation. You could have ended up with a split jury. And, you know, ended up having to do a retrial in a different venue, which would have been the thing to do in the first place. It should have never been tried in the city of Los Angeles. But, you know, that was a watershed moment in American history. I know that I'm not alone in remembering exactly where I was and what I was doing when the verdict came down. You know, so... It's just, it's very similar. You know, Gruber, you know, is obsessed with the Kennedy assassination like you and I are, and that's another one. 9/11's another one. The day Janet Reno and Bill Clinton burned down the Branch Davidians is another one. And, you know, you remember where you were at all those moments in time.
Can you remember, I mean, you had just mentioned Waco. I've seen documentaries on that, and the last time I saw one, I paused to think, how would the media have treated that had Donald Trump been in office?
Oh, it would have been the end of the world. It would have been an immediate impeachment.
And, yeah.
And it should have been an impeachment. I mean, there should have been an impeachment over that. It was, you know, not that, I mean, I'm not sitting here saying David Koresh was a good guy.
No.
But, it just was inexcusable what happened there. And I have to believe it was at least partially intentional. And it just was a real show of brutality by the FBI and the ATF and the other federal agencies that were involved. And really, to me, that was the real moment when I think I started to realize exactly what an enemy of ordinary people in this country those agencies represent.
Yes.
And the Department of Justice.
Yeah, I think Janet Reno, the only consequence that applied to her was they made fun of her on SNL.
Yeah.
That's all I can remember.
I mean, it just, you know, how many people died in that? 187, something like that?
Yeah, it was.
And you had people joking about it. It. Regardless of what you think about those people, they were Americans, and they were burned alive, many of them children.
Yes.
Yeah. Burned alive by the federal government. And whether it was accidental or not doesn't really matter. There was no reason for them to do what they did to cause that event to happen. There was no real reason for them to be going after the Branch Davidians to begin with in the way that they did it. They could have arrested David Koresh on the streets of Waco 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Without any incident whatsoever. And they knew where he was at every moment of the day and could have picked him up at the grocery store anytime they wanted.
The force that was assembled there that caused that horrible fire was reminiscent of the kind of arrest they've made in more recent times with elderly men who were part of the Trump situation wanting to make a point in sending SWAT teams and a ridiculous amount of hardware out there to get, you know, a guy who probably would have just given himself up without much of a hassle. So crazy.
Well, I mean, what would he have done? He wasn't a big guy. He wasn't a big, strong guy. I mean, if two FBI agents, two ATF agents had walked up to him and told him they were taking him into custody, what was he going to do?
Yeah.
It wasn't like he carried bodyguards around with him. But, you know, it was, that happened because that situation was provoked because the ATF and the FBI wanted to make that show of force before the TV cameras.
Right. That's what it was.
And,
a TV
and
show
that was
a tragic ending.
Yeah.
Horrible. David, the market had another rotten day, supposedly based on fears of what's going on in the Middle East and the potential for Iran to once again be a bad actor. And that's also going to impact energy prices, I assume. What's the latest data that you have, the intelligence that you gather so brilliantly in your job?
The market is so weird. Energy prices, oil prices popped up about $3 early today.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wrote a piece about how hard it is to predict where oil prices are going to go.
Right.
And I took a screenshot of where the price was sitting at about 10 o'clock this morning. And then I just looked out there before we got on, and they ended up falling all the way back and ended up, I think West Texas Intermediate was up 32 cents today. So, I just had assumed this morning that the fear factor was finally getting worked into the oil price. But, later in the day, cooler heads prevailed. And who knows what's really going on, Craig? I don't know what's really going on. I don't think any of us do. We can't believe a word our government tells us. And we certainly can't believe anything the regime in Iran tells us. So who knows? And then no one in the media is curious enough to really try to find out. So it's like we're just all in the dark here watching it all happen and wondering what the truth really is. And I guess the Pentagon has made some moves to reposition a couple of the carrier groups that are over there in the Middle East to try to get ready to defend Israel. And suddenly, you know, what made me angrier than anything else was after this whole week of the Biden administration abandoning Israel and taking Hamas's side on everything about that conflict. Throughout this entire week, Biden gives a press conference and says, we're going to defend Israel like we always do. And it's a new day every day at the White House.
It really is. I mean, I think this is a wet finger administration. Which way is the wind blowing today?
Yeah.
And that's the direction that they're going to go in.
And what's so infuriating about it is the whole deal, all that movement to take Hamas's side in the conflict was because they were worried about losing about 250,000 votes in Michigan from the big Palestinian illegal immigrant population there that they're going to get out to vote. And maybe somebody at the White House counted heads and realized there's a lot more Jewish voters in the United States than there are Palestinian voters. And maybe that is why the tone changed today.
And I've never understood, and I've had many Jewish folks come on the show and make the same statement, why Jews are so loyal to a party that clearly doesn't care for them.
Oh, no. It's amazing to me. It's the most... It's mind-boggling. And it's not just Jewish folks. It's the Catholic vote.
Yeah.
The Catholic vote being so loyal to the Democratic Party that hates them. I mean, literally hates their very existence.
Yeah.
And they go out and vote 70% Democrat.
I don't get it. Either you don't take the religious beliefs very seriously, or they just refuse. I mean, I think there's people that just put blinders on. I don't want to see... They stick the finger in the ear and don't tell me what I don't want to hear.
Yeah.
That kind of existence. Really crazy. It's 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. This part of the show is brought to you by Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. The best of the best. Get yourself a Clark's Club membership. It's only a $180 investment to keep your AC unit running smoothly and energy efficient. And then you've got the best in the business on call if you come home on one of those 100-degree July days and your house is hotter on the inside than it is outside. You want fast action. Clark's Club membership guarantees that for you. So you buy the word now. 277-2125. Their plumbers are great and talented. Had them out this week to fix a faucet. Add that to a list of about a dozen different times I've used them, from broken water heaters to fixtures that had leaks. They're just the best and they're nice people. I mean, really, really nice people. They are so good at establishing a comfort with you as a customer when they're in your home. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number is 99004. We're going to move on to some other topics in a minute, David, but one of the things that, you talked about, everybody knows where they were when the verdict came down.
Yeah.
What I remember is the car chase.
Oh, my God, yes.
That day, I was still working in South Florida, obviously, and I was hosting a fundraiser at one of the fancy hotels with a very recherche, hoi polloi kind of crowd, and there was a lot of alcohol consumption at this event. So somebody had the brilliant idea to say, why don't you buy your way on stage to show us what unique talent you have? Okay, I'll go along with this. I'm just the host. Okay, who wants to come up and donate $100 to show us your very unique talent. So, and it was a costume party. So this woman comes up in a red dress that would have fit into almost any 19th century Western or one of the musical things, like a dancer, big red frock with petticoats, the whole nine yards. Comes up and says, "What are you going to do, ma'am?" "I'm going to do a handstand."
Uh-oh.
And this is a woman who's probably in her 40s and, as Snooki would say, very voluptuous. By the way, Eddie Bader is here with us, David. I'm sorry, I should have introduced Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
And feel great. Free to jump in anytime. I'm just pushing the buttons here.
I'm enjoying it.
So this woman comes on the stage, David, and proceeds to do a very impressive handstand and then does the splits with her leg. But she had no underwear on.
Oh, oh my God.
I mean, nothing. Her doctors saw less than I did, and that's a very difficult situation to adjust to. I went to the person that organized the event, and I said, "I think it's time we wrap up now. We've raised a lot of money here, about $30,000. Yeah. That should help." Because I didn't want to see that again. And
You probably didn't. First of all, you didn't have a license for that.
No. There were no uniformed personnel handy, so there was no danger with the law. But I got in my car after the thing was over, and the first thing I hear is O.J. Simpson's being pursued in a live chase. So I zoomed home, and like so many other millions of people, sat in front of the TV while this ridiculous slow-speed car chase unfolded.
It was the dangest thing.
Yeah. O.J.'s believed to be suicidal and yada, yada, yada. Karma comes into play, though, because he managed to conceive that brilliant idea to have a sting operation, even though he was not law enforcement, in Vegas. And on top of that, in between those two events, when I worked in news in South Florida, he got arrested for stealing cable TV. I kid you not.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. I've forgotten about that.
It's true.
I didn't know you'd get arrested for that.
He was just not a good person, even though
he was a horrible human being.
Had that that image.
And he was a wife beater on top of everything else.
Well, you know, David, this is also true. I don't mean to keep testing your ability to believe what I say, but in those when Nicole was found murdered that morning, I was working with a newswoman named Latrell Kilbasa. That was not a radio name. That was her actual name, Kilbasa, as in sausage.
Kilbasa,
I
see. Yeah.
And on the air, I said, you know, I wonder if they're going to look at OJ because he's had some domestic violence issues with her in the past. You would think I had insulted our Savior the Lord on the radio because she went wicked on me. I mean, just how could you even consider that OJ Simpson would do such a thing? She apologized 2 days later. And that was the day the chase came down. Unbelievable.
Huh.
We're going to be back and look into the Idiocracy with even a deeper dive coming up on News Talk 93.1 FM, Georgia Floors Direct, flooring destination since 1969 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. 300,000 square feet of choices, and more choices in all types and styles of flooring in all price ranges. Not to mention, they carry marble kitchen countertops and window blinds. When you go there, whatever price range you're shopping in, you'll be greeted by one of the merry band of flooriers that Jeff Mallinson has assembled. He now owns Georgia Floors Direct. Guys like Dustin and Jonathan and Q will make sure your shopping experience is top-notch. They do all their own installations and, as I mentioned, window blinds and marble kitchen countertops. And since they sell tile flooring, too, they can cut you a backsplash for that new kitchen countertop. They've done so much for me, and they're just such great people to work with. So when you're ready for flooring, something to cover a window, or something new in your kitchen, get rid of the Formica. It's Georgia Floors Direct, the flooring destination since 1969 on the Boulevard across from Lowe's. We are at 420 here on News Talk 93.1 FM. Let's get Rich's forecast in first here.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I'll tell you what, the weekend forecast is looking pretty exciting. Tonight will be a little chilly, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 46, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday, will be teasing the 80-degree mark on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. I think it will be in the middle 80s on Monday and Tuesday. So an extended string of storm-free dry days with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile devices with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for more information. Member FDIC.
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
It is 421, back with David Blackman in just a moment.
Well, we've got some busy traffic going on right now on East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, and at Troy Highway and East South Boulevard. Got an accident at that intersection. They're calling it minor. We are seeing a good bit of a backup on Troy Highway and East South Boulevard at that intersection. And on down the boulevard at Narrow Lane at East South, we've got an accident there, minor in nature. Everywhere else, reporting busy but all clear. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, in Montgomery, we're getting a bit busy on the interstates. Festival Plaza has it all. Enjoy a movie at AMC Festival Plaza Theater, then eat at the Bubbly Hen. All this and more at Festival Plaza. Taylor at Vaughn, a Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
The Sunken Tractor Cafe on Mahurg Road, Wetumpka, has your favorites like garlic butter burgers, gyros, Reubens, and brisket sandwiches. The fryer for french fries, appetizers, and desserts. Plus, beer and wine. Thursday through Saturday from 11 to 7. Sunken Tractor on Facebook for all the happenings.
Hello to all my friends in the great state of Alabama. This is Lee Greenwood, and I'm deeply honored to extend my wholehearted endorsement to a true American patriot, Dick Brubaker, for Congress. His proven track record of principled advocacy, effective leadership, and dedicated public service guarantees that he will always stand firm in defense of our rights, our values, and our future. God bless you in Alabama, and God bless the USA.
I'm Dick Brubaker, and I approve this ad.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
What it is, Big Mama, 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 raise no dummies, I duck a rat.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We're enjoying with the master of news from the Idiocracy, David Blackman. And as we do this on Zoom, David, I don't know if you caught this story, but somebody was doing a work Zoom meeting and made the mistake of putting their dog's water dish too close to the head. The professionalism out of the
mind. Her dog bones right now. So I have some good news too.
And speaking of dogs, visit my Facebook page. We got to find a home for a dog. Eddie Bader brought this to our attention. It's there. I think Mark Zuckerberg is muting me again on Facebook.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The algorithms are not being kind to me.
I see.
I'm still doing that. David, where would you like to go next?
Oh, God. How about that story about Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter?
I was hoping we could get some baseball in here this afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, this is another one of those situations with the more they talk about it, the worse they make it seems. Am I wrong about that?
I mean, you could almost believe 4.2 million, but 16 million? Wow. 16 million?
Yeah. I mean, when you have a lot of money, look, I think one reason people that have a lot of money have a lot of money is they know where it is and what it's doing. Who, I mean, I am not a rich person, but if I keep paying enough attention to know if there's a couple hundred dollars right. that isn't where it's supposed to be, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, right. that's money to me. So I have trouble believing that Shohei Ohtani, his agents, the people that manage his money, most of those guys, by the way, are on an allowance from the people that represent them. They yeah. take the bulk of that gigantic mm-hmm. salary they're paid, and they manage that money, and the player is put on, I'm sure it's a very healthy allowance.
Sure.
Right.
But still, so I'd like to know more how it is that Shohei Ohtani was, how much was it total? Was it 16 million?
16 million.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not buying yeah. any of this. This is baseball trying to save its biggest star.
Thank you. Thank you.
I really
yeah, and he's, and the thing is, he's got investment advisors, financial advisors, money managers working for him. How did all of them miss $16 million yeah. being gone?
That's the question. And so far, I have not heard an answer that makes sense to me.
No, I haven't either. And I'm just living, waiting for the other shoe to drop here mm-hmm. at some point. I mean, it almost, it's just the story itself is not credible. Period. And, you know, the Dodgers as an organization seems like they've got an interest to protect the franchise to find out what really happened.
Yeah.
Or it's all going to redound on them at the end of the day.
It's, look, I would love to believe, look at all the big stars, the people of incredible accomplishments. Who have, from Pete, starting with Pete Rose and many others during the steroid era, who mm-hmm. did these magnificent things in the sport, they're not going to the Hall of Fame. Their careers are nothing more than a smudgy asterisk because they couldn't keep it clean.
Yep.
And gambling, that's the reason they made the movie Eight Men Out, because the players were being underpaid and they decided to make a little extra money by throwing the series. Who's going to know after all?
Right.
Even though there were rumors and things, even in those days before the internet, word gets around. We were in a viral world then, just as we are today. Mm-hmm. It just took a little bit longer for things. I mean, how long did it take for JFK shooting to get around? That was just a matter of minutes. So we can't pat ourselves on the back too much. So baseball finds another guy who can both pitch and hit as well as anybody that ever played the game in that combination. He's a huge draw when the Dodgers are on the road. He brings them a ton of money. They offer to give him $700 million to come play for them. And weeks into that tenure, he's already under a microscope because of this.
Right.
Yeah. Just crazy. You know, and of course, the difference between him and Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe and the Black Sox is that no one's accusing him of throwing games, betting on games so that he can throw them, right? Which we know the Black Sox did, and we suspect Pete Rose probably did. You know, but it's just, again, and the other thing about Ohtani is this. You know, when somebody's a gambler, a degenerate gambler, which you'd have to be to lose $16 million, you're a complete degenerate gambler.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You people lose. Know about it. You can't hide that.
Right.
Okay? I mean, he's got people all around him all the time. There's no way to hide that. And there's not a smidgen of any indication that he is any sort of a degenerate gambler. That's the other side of this. But still, it's yeah. $16 million. Somebody had to notice.
And if you're that deep into gambling, you're not going to put your face behind it. You're going to find a trusted mm-hmm. associate yeah. to be your front man.
A patsy, if you will.
Exactly.
Very good. Eddie used the word patsy, and patsy, I think yeah. that's what this guy's going to end up being.
He's the Lee Harvey Oswald, yep. yeah.
Just amazing. All I know, do you know anybody that would not miss $16 million?
No.
No.
Oh, I can't even imagine it. I can't even imagine Elon Musk
yeah.
would not miss $16 million. Yeah. Like, you know, it just,
It makes no sense.
That's a huge chunk of dough. What are your thoughts on the season so far out there in Texas?
Dodgers. Well, it's been really interesting. I mean, the Dodgers are doing great. Mookie Betts got off to the most amazing start I've ever seen, and the top four in that order are all batting over .330. You know, the bottom third of the order isn't doing anything, and that's the only thing that's really held them back a little bit. The other teams, you know, that are doing so extremely well is the Yankees, by the way, your team.
Yeah, they've gotten off to a good start, but for some reason, I'm just not buying it yet, David.
You're not. Well, you know, I mean, at some point, you would think losing Gerrit Cole would be a killer to some extent, but they obviously have a lot of depth in that starting staff, and man, the lineup's just killing it.
It is. Getting Soto from San Diego seems to have helped them tremendously. They're long overdue. I mean, for the Yankees, it's been since 2009. Now, 2009 might seem very recent to us, but if you're a Yankee fan, that's an eternity.
Oh, yeah. That's forever.
15 years.
Mean, yeah, for the Yankees. That's, in franchise history, that's probably one of the two longest droughts they've had. I mean, they had the big long one. Well, no, that's maybe... That might be the longest drought they've ever had.
I think it is because they were last in the World Series in 64. They made it back, I think, in 75.
75,
or 6 when they lost to Cincinnati. Then won 77 and 78 against the Dodgers.
Right.
Then they went from, I think it was 1981, all the way to 95 or 6 before 14. They got back.
Yeah.
But where?
So this is one of the longest. Yeah. That's crazy, man. The Dodgers went 30 years.
And they spend the money. It's not like they're being tight-fisted. They go to bring some of the biggest stars in New York, and then they go there and they get hurt. I think they need to take a look. There have been so many injuries to key players. They got to take a look at how they're training these guys because they're just way too injury-prone.
Yeah, it's crazy what's happening with the pitchers. I mean, I never thought we'd have a season that was worse than last year. This season's already worse.
Yeah. And
it's insane.
I believe I sent you that column making mention, reference to a pitcher that Texas shelled out $165 million. And they got 5 starts out of the guy, and he's probably coming back later this year, Jacob DeGrom. And how about Steven Strasburg? The Washington Nationals won the World Series in 2019. He was the MVP. They rewarded him with a 7-year, $245 million contract. Do you know how many games he has started since he signed that deal? 8.
Oh.
And he's just retired. So they paid him basically $30 million a game to produce a lousy result when he did play.
Yeah.
I would have a tough time. I've always thought it'd be fun to own a baseball team, but not when I had to cut checks. To people who can't stay on the field.
Well, you know, this Tyler Glasnow that's gotten off to such a great start for the Dodgers. I mean, he's obviously always been an incredibly talented pitcher like Strasburg. But, I mean, he hasn't completed a season yet without an injury.
Yeah.
And they're paying him. What did they pay him? $245, I think, over 10 years?
Yeah, they gave him a big contract.
Crazy numbers, man. Crazy numbers for a guy who's never finished a season. And, you know, maybe he will this time. But I just still think, you know, I'm like you, the training methods, there's got to be something wrong there. And I still think, and I've mentioned this too many times, I think, but I think them taking away the ability to use pine tar to get a grip on the baseball is really harming their arms.
You are not alone in that opinion. There are a lot of medical experts that they're squeezing the ball harder when they throw it and putting more tension on the muscles. And the elbow ligament doesn't fully mature until age 26, and we've got kids in high school. A coach is saying, throw as hard as you can. Oh, and by the way, learn to throw a curveball and do it putting all this torque on an arm. Yeah. And that's just not going to work out for the long term. We are visiting The Idiocracy with David Blackman. Please give your blog address for us, David, so people can look you up and find your work.
Yeah, it's davidblackman.substack.com. That's for politics, and blackman.substack for energy, and I write about both every day.
And we will be right back with David in just a moment on News Talk 93.1 FM. Jack Ingram Select Used Cars takes the car shopping experience to the next level by finding ways to give the customer complete confidence when they're looking at the vehicles that they have. They have to pass an 84-point engine checkup before they even consider putting it on the floor. The Carfax vehicle history report is scanned before they even do that, because if the car has been in a major wreck, they're not going to consider it. They do everything they can, in addition to offering a Nissan Certified Select warranty on products, and that's imports, domestic, Chevys, Fords, you name the brand, and offering roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement for the duration of that limited warranty period. So when you're looking at these vehicles, and they have five here, under 10,000 and several under nine, which is rare, but these are cars that have faced this incredible vetting process and passed. So you can look at them and decide whether it's right for you, the family, a new driver in the house like this 2016 Nissan Versa. Nissan makes such a great product. I'm on my second. Never had a problem with either one. And a 2014 Toyota Camry that has all the bells and whistles, Bluetooth and so forth, safety features galore. That one is only $9,997, and they're in mint condition. JackIngramSelect.com. John Ingram said, let's give them factory protection amongst our great and unprecedented selection. On the boulevard, along with brand new Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Volkswagen, Volvos, Audis, and Nissans at JackIngram.com. Traffic time, 437.
Well, we're hoping our earlier accidents have cleared. Had one at East South Boulevard, Troy Highway, and another one at Narrow Lane and East South Boulevard. Both minor, should be out of the way. On the boulevards, very busy right now. East Boulevard, East South Boulevard, a lot of traffic on 231 to Wetumpka, and I-65 and 85, light to mostly moderate traffic. Please use caution wherever you are this afternoon, and we will definitely keep you updated. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, by the way, giving us all clears at the moment. McKinnon Toyota needs your trade-in. New car sales are through the roof, but they need clean late model used cars. It's worth the drive. Get top dollar for your used car, truck, or van at McKinnon Toyota. Exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors & More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
A bill regarding the tracking of firearm purchases and owners has passed the Alabama House Public Safety Committee. The legislation, offered by State Representative Shane Stringer, prohibits a financial institution from collecting transaction data on those who purchase firearms and ammunition. The financial institutions are being compelled by the federal government to pass on that data for the creation of a firearm tracking system. The financial institutions would do all of this through the Merchant Category Codes, or MCCs. Stringer says over a dozen states have already taken on this push for prohibiting MCC codes, and five other states are working to pass a similar bill. The bill will now be considered by the full Alabama House. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
Four people were arrested this week in Mobile in connection to a 2022 fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man. Kendrick Drake, Isaac Parker, Antonio Sykes, and Terrell Smith Dickerson are now facing murder and attempted murder charges for shooting into a vehicle that killed Keith Fredericks and wounded three others. The mayors of Montgomery and Selma are both holding a joint summit on the intervention of community violence. About 300 or more people from across central Alabama are expected to attend as Mayors Stephen Reed and James Perkins Jr. discuss solutions for reducing the violence. The conference starts today and runs on Saturday in Montgomery. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
Hey there, folks. It's your trusted real estate professionals, Hannah Grantham and Eddie Bader, here with an exciting announcement. We have made the move to Forest Meadows Homes and Lands. That means we're now even more equipped to serve you and your real estate needs.
That's right. Whether you're buying or selling, working with us ensures that you're in the best hands. Personalized service, expert advice, and now more options and opportunities.
So why wait? Let's make your real estate dreams a reality. Give me, Hannah Grantham, a call at 334-368-6358.
Or me, Eddie Bader, 334-322-0662, and let's get you moving.
Every Tuesday at Riverwalk Stadium is Tacos and Tall Boys. Get your Taco Tuesday on with $4 chicken or beef tacos and $4 select 16-ounce beers at the Golden Sombrero. It's been 20 years of biscuits, so butter up with us for some Tacos and Tall Boys. That's on Tuesday nights at Riverwalk Stadium. For tickets and more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
I'll tell you what, the weekend forecast is looking pretty exciting. Tonight will be a little chilly, clear skies, overnight low temperature down to about 46, but a beautiful weekend forecast. Lots of sunshine on Saturday and Sunday. We'll be teasing the 80-degree mark on Saturday, 83 on Sunday. I think that we'll be in the middle 80s on Monday and Tuesday, so an extended string of storm-free dry days with lots of sun. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Spring is time for clearing and cleaning. Time to clean out your shed, too. Let go of old, outdated equipment holding you back and visit Capital Tractor to see your property's full potential. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Some people can't do anything right.
He drove through the guardrail and ended up off the cliff and bouncing off the beach and into the Long Island Sound.
That was a guy who was eluding police, David Blackman, in our Idiocracy, and decided to pull the Thelma and Louise bit, went through the guardrail, bounced off the beach and into the water, and was apprehended. Nothing surprises us anymore in the stuff that comes up in the news. It's absolutely incredible.
It really is. It just is. It's a never-ending, target-rich environment. It really is.
One of my great virtual producers, Mark Cumby, just sent me something breaking. Former President Trump's support among black men has doubled in battleground states since the 2020 election. This is something heartening to me. Yep. That people have, at least some, are starting to drop the evil orange man garbage and put principles before personalities. I saw a thing on Fox. He still remains, you know, unlikable to, I guess, a majority of Americans. I don't want a president. I want to like him because he's doing a good job, like he did until he fell for the whole Fauci thing. But
yeah, and how much of that is due to the despicably fake coverage he gets from the news media? I mean, it's just despicable what they do with him.
I'm glad you're
every day. And, I think you have to attribute a lot of that lack of personal popularity to the coverage he gets. But that visit he made to the Chick-fil-A shows you how people really react to him.
Yes.
He's in Atlanta, Georgia. He's in a Chick-fil-A where every employee apparently was African-American. Most of the people in there buying food were black. He walks in there, and everybody walks up and wants to get close to him and right. Listen to what he has to say. I mean, there was no hatred in that room.
None.
And it was obvious. And he just, you know, I mean, that wasn't a planned event. He ought to do at least one thing like that every week of this campaign.
I agree.
Just to create those images. Think of what a great campaign ad that's going to make.
Yeah.
And I think that in a big way, they're more effective than having 200,000 people in the middle of nowhere for a rally. Yeah. I mean, it's great to have the kind of support. We know Joe Biden couldn't fill a broom closet with the passion of his fans. And by the way, I guess he is going to refuse to debate Trump.
Of course he is. He can't debate Trump.
No.
I mean, he couldn't even do that event at Chick-fil-A.
That's true.
No, really. I mean, I think that's obvious that Biden could not do any sort of spontaneous event like that.
If he was at Chick-fil-A, he'd say, thanks for coming to McDonald's. I really appreciate the support here. You know, that's just
I mean, there's just no telling what would come out of his mouth.
You mentioned effective ads. I want to play this clip for you that's been making the rounds. I've received it from a lot of listeners today, hopefully with my gifts. Now it won't play. But it's basically Trump very matter-of-factly talking about how the mistreatment he's received from the media. Hang on one second. I know I got this from more than one source, so I should be able to play this. All right, I'm playing today. Well, basically, you know, he talks about the nonstop attacks, and we just have to fight. We just cannot sit back and let it happen to us. And I think that's the difference. I was talking to somebody about this the other day. During Obama's first term, there was huge personal support to get involved, to get engaged, to attend rallies, to make your voice heard. Today, I think everybody is just scared because they've seen the FBI arrest people for just being in Washington, D.C., much less being anywhere near the Capitol.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Now they're starting to investigate people who aren't even in Washington. January 6th.
Why not come for me? I mean, I was urging people at that time to, you know, make their voices heard. So am I an insurrectionist?
You know, you may be.
To them, yeah, because I don't goose step behind their opinion, and they're the one calling us the Nazis.
Right.
Which is just further mortifying. I will apparently not be able to play that clip.
And yet, despite all that, despite the way Trump was attacked by the deep state and the FBI and the whole intel community through abuse of the FISA process, what did the House of Representatives do today?
Yeah.
86 of the Republicans voted with the Democrats to reauthorize the FISA law for another 2 years.
How can they do that? How can they do that after it's just so well known that they abused that system to spy on Trump before he was even in office?
And they did it not once or twice. They did it thousands of times, actually. Thousands of violations of the FISA process. Thousands of instances of committing fraud on the FISA court for which no one has been punished at all.
Nobody. Nobody's been held accountable, not a judge, not anybody. Not anybody that submitted documents knowing that they were false or didn't have the information required to authorize spying on Donald Trump. It's just so insane. You made mention, I was not aware of this. I learned something for you every time I read your blog or we have you on the show with us, and we will have you again on Monday, right?
Yes, sir.
Idiots have come up with a new word to replace, is it Latinx or Latinx? Their coverall term for anybody that happens to have Hispanic heritage.
Yeah, it was Latinx, and of course, every poll taken of actual Hispanic Americans showed that less than 1% of them approved of that term. So the woke people, you know, kind of had to stop using it, but that doesn't mean they were deterred to, in their effort to put a tag, a gender neutral tag on people of Latin descent, because they don't want to use the term Latina, which is the female.
Right.
Version of it, or Latino, the male version of it, because that implies there are what? Two genders.
Oh, no, yeah. we can't have that.
We mustn't do that. So now they're going to call them Latines with an E on the end.
Latines.
Latine. And I'm sure that's going to be equally every bit as popular among real Latin community in the United States as Latinx was, and they'll have to come up with some other term for it next year. It's just societal insanity.
Yeah, it is. And Latine is so close to latrine. I mean, come come up with something. Yeah. They're just...
Of course, nobody had the mental acuity to think about that except you, Greg. You know?
That's what I'm known for, my mental acuity.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Let's talk about... Because they never give up on some new way to come up with gun control, and I'm concerned because this was a major threat while Obama was in his first term. You know, they were going to shut down gun shows and do all this other unconstitutional crap. But they say they found a loophole. What loophole did they find in the Second Amendment that we don't know about?
So, you know, one of the left wing's talking points against the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms, is that there is a loophole in which gun dealers at gun shows, and my daddy was a gun collector who went to gun shows all the time, and I went with him all the time, somehow don't have to perform background checks when they sell firearms. It's completely false. It's a myth invented by people on the political left. And so now they're going to close the loophole that doesn't exist. It's not going to make a bean's difference, okay, to anyone. What it's going to do, though, is give the ATF a little more power and the FBI more power to go after gun collectors like my daddy, who never had more than $5,000, you know, to his name in his life, but wanted to trade a few guns at gun shows with friends of his. It was his social life, basically.
Right.
It's going to give them the ability to go after people like my daddy. And that's what makes me angry at them. It won't make any difference at all to gun dealers or gun buyers.
See, again, this is their projection. They think anybody that's got a gun in their hands wants to run out and use it irresponsibly.
Right.
I don't recall any incidents in the news ever of somebody doing a mass shooting at a gun show.
No, it doesn't happen.
Because they're attended by
anybody
people
who tried to do that would be gunned down immediately.
Yeah.
Well, that's good point. How did I almost miss that? It's 4:52 already. Time with you just flies way too freaking fast. But we can't wrap up until we have honored a woman who represents your great state of Texas.
Oh, my gosh, Sheila Jackson Lee.
This is
it's always a cringe moment whenever Sheila's in the news. She was my congresswoman for 10 years when I lived in her district in Houston pretty recently until 2016. And I had a lot of dealings with her when I was lobbying and going up to Washington to talk policy with people. And I will tell you that every dealing I ever had with her, I probably met with her 24 times, involved something incredibly stupid. Because she is an irredeemably stupid human being. And the fact that she is a graduate, supposedly, of the Yale School of Law.
Yeah.
Tells us all what the real value of an Ivy League education truly is.
And we have this.
Because there's no way she has the IQ to have obtained a law degree from Yale University.
And Drone Tech from YouTube put it all together.
In case you missed it, a few days ago, Democrat Sheila Jackson Lee gave a speech where she claimed the moon was made of gas, which makes it habitable for humans.
Sometimes you've heard the word full moon. Sometimes you need to take the opportunity just to come out and see a full moon is that complete rounded circle.
Yeah, and then at the end, when it was time for the eclipse, she had the glasses draped around her nose. It looked like she couldn't even get them to go on. I mean, it was a display of incompetence and ignorance that, well, we've had plenty of those, but that was up among the top. The moon is made out of gas. How do they?
Some good stuff, because as you can see here, she had serious issues with figuring out her eclipse glasses. Now,
and she did. We're back.
And on top of being irredeemably stupid, Greg, she's also one of the meanest, nastiest, most abusive people who's ever served in the United States Congress. And everybody knows it. It's no secret.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she's just an awful human being. So any embarrassment that comes her way, I'm always happy to see it.
They keep sending her back. They keep reelecting AOC and some of these other incredible dim bulbs who have done nothing for their districts. I mean, this is a part of America I just don't get. Maybe we can hold out hope. Maybe AOC will lose. They have a primary coming up, right?
Yes,
at some point. You know, I've kind of lost interest because the presidential race is nothing. But yeah, I think the New York primary hasn't been held yet.
And
so
she's
I guess we'll challenge her.
And a couple of them, I think a couple of them might be in trouble. Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar also might be getting some serious competition finally. But, well, we may have lost, here's the happy ending to our visit today, David. We may have lost OJ, but we have Sheila Jackson Lee as our new queen of the idiocracy. Because she certainly earned that.
We still have Sheila to kick around for a while.
We so enjoy your time with us. Please give your blog address again so people can find and support your great work.
Yes, it's davidblackman.substack for politics and blackman.substack for energy. Please come see me.
And you know this weekend's going to go flying by. David will rejoin us on Monday at 3:15, and we'll take a deep dive on a lot of crazy stuff. Thank you so much, and have a great weekend, David.
All right. Y'all have a great weekend.
You are the best, my friend. We're at 4:56 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Two things that affect most men as we mature: erectile dysfunction and low testosterone. Nothing to deny, put off, or be ashamed about. It's not something that you want to wait to have fixed, right? Guys hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health was created to take care of guys like us who have to deal with these issues from time to time. And the reality is, pills often quit working, and guys start making excuses for not coming to bed. It can get to the point where men will become irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. That can be accompanied by things like lack of motivation, no energy, always tired, fatigued. Perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain or loss of muscle mass, even a decrease in libido. Or maybe you just feel like you're walking through life in a fog. If I just described you, do something about it, because there are medical solutions to these medical conditions. Knowing whether you have low testosterone is huge in combating some of these problems. Did you know that as you age, a testosterone and PSA check should be a part of your annual men's health routine? The providers at Montgomery Men's Health will conduct that testosterone-focused lab workup plus a consultation for just $99, so you get the test, the result, and a plan to fix it if the numbers aren't good. Montgomery Men's Health has low-T treatments that truly change lives. Men can have back, higher energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism, lose weight, and, of course, even notice an increase in libido. And you can book the same day you call. Time to feel amazing and hit your goals this year, guys. Call 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663, or go online at montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. We've got Skipper with traffic, the Wall Street Business Report, and the 5 o'clock hour with Mark Revere.
Well, if you are coming into Montgomery this afternoon on I-65, we've got an accident on the River Bridge. It is against the right side of the roadway. Please use caution there. Also had an accident at Atlanta Highway at I-85. It's right at the bridges. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. We got some folks against the center divider there as well. Traffic very busy on the boulevards, I-65 and 85, beginning to load up a good bit. 231 to Wetumpka, 331 Troy Highway, all very busy at the moment. We will keep you updated on traffic. Caterpillar's the name when it comes to heavy equipment to get the job done. Thompson Tractor's been serving Alabama and Northwest Florida for over 60 years. For serious work, Thompson Cat is ready. Highway 80 off I-85, Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks fell sharply following a mixed start to earnings reporting season. Worries about tensions in the Middle East rattled financial markets, and Treasury yields fell as investors looked for safer places for their money. J.P. Morgan Chase was among the stock market's heaviest weights after giving a forecast for a key source of income that was below analyst estimates. The pressure is always on companies to produce fatter profits, but it's particularly acute now given expectations that interest rates may stay high for a while. The Dow was down 475 points to close at 37,983. The NASDAQ lost 267 to 16,175.